Mark Rash is a former federal prosecutor. He's vice president for cyber law at Global Integrity Corporation in Reston, Virginia, and joins me now. How do authorities go about finding whoever was to blame for this virus?
Well, it isn't easy, usually, and most viruses are never detected or caught. But what you try to do is you try to do the same kinds of things with computer viruses that you do with a human virus. So if you got infected by a virus, what they would try to do is they try to figure out how you got infected and try to figure out what they call patient zero, the first person to have gotten infected. That's just one way. Another way they do it is just by analyzing the code, sort of like looking at the DNA of a virus and seeing if the author put in little tricks or put in little secrets that could trick it, get you back to their identity.
It's said that the virus originated in the Far East, probably the Philippines. How certain can investigators be of that?
Well, you can never be absolutely certain until you catch the actual person who did it. But there are a couple of things that are pointing to the Philippines. First of all, there's some code there that goes to an email address in the Philippines. There's some language in there that is of Philippine origin. And you look at the way it spread. It started in the Far East and spread its way east. So those are the three indicators that it came there.
And there's some discussion of whether this virus was devised by one person or several. First of all, what's your opinion?
Well, usually a virus writer will, even if they're acting alone, will go out to message boards or other news groups or hacker boards and stuff and try to talk to other people and say, hey, have you ever written a virus like this? And can you help me out here? Sort of an informal arrangement. So even if only one person wrote it, they probably collaborated with others. It tends not to be just a person sitting there by themselves.
You know, this seems actually really malicious, on the face of it. Why does someone do this?
Well, there are a lot of reasons to write viruses. The biggest reason to write them is just to take credit for them. And that's another way, by the way, you can get caught by taking credit for it. Just to say, hey, you open the newspaper, you see it, you say, I did that.
Huh. And other reasons?
Well, sometimes these things are masks for other real malicious attacks. Once you can get a virus to run on somebody's machine, you can get it to do just about anything, including sending you their files, creating a backdoor or password, and there's some indications that this virus or worm actually was trying to do that, so that you can go back in later on and read files and steal information.
And now, this call by politicians now for stiffer penalties for people behind the viruses, what do you think that's the answer?
Well, the problem really has not been that there aren't enough penalties and the penalties aren't severe enough. The way the penalties work right now in the U.S. law is they go by the amount of damage caused by the program or command. And so in this case, if the damage is in the millions or tens of millions of dollars, whoever wrote this virus would be prosecuted in the United States as if they had stolen tens of millions of dollars. And that can be a very severe penalty. The problem really is that international law isn't harmonized, and we don't even know whether or not this would be a crime wherever this person committed it.
Mark Rash, thank you very much. Mark Rash is vice president for cyber law for Global Integrity Corporation in Reston, Virginia, and a former federal prosecutor.